Morgan's AM, your pre-market briefing.
US equity markets retreated as concerns around a banking crisis spread to Europe, albeit the benchmark indices finished well off their session lows. The Dow was down 281 points or 0.9%, pairing an earlier decline of as much as 725 points. The broader S&P 500 lost 0.7%, with the energy sector down 5.4% under fresh pressure and leading 6 of the 11 primary sectors lower. Materials, financials and industrials all fell over 2.5%, while communication services and utilities rose over 1% to sit atop the primary sector leaderboard. The Nasdaq eked out a 0.05% rise, continuing its recent outperformance, and the small capitalization Russell 2000 Index lost 1.7%. In US corporate earnings, Adobe Inc. rallied over 3% in extended trading after inching 0.1% higher in the regular session. The software company topped Wall Street expectations for the first quarter and also lifted its full-year outlook. It was a busy US economic data calendar overnight, with the producer price index falling 0.1% month-on-month in February, following January's increase of 0.3%. The figure was in line with economists' projections. The PPI in the last 12 months dropped to 4.6%, much weaker than consensus economists' forecasts for a 5.4% annual increase. The core PPI measure, which excludes volatile food and energy prices, was unchanged on the month in February, following January's rise of 0.5% and economists' forecast for a 0.4% increase. During the previous 12 months, the core PPI rose 4.4%, well below economists' expectations for a print of 5.2%. Elsewhere, US retail sales fell 0.4% in February, following a 3.2% surge in January. Again, the number was in line with economists' forecasts and marked the third decline in the past 4 months for US retail sales. Sales of new vehicles and parts, a volatile category, slipped 1.8% in February. Just a month earlier, sales in that sector had jumped 7.1% to mark the biggest increase in 22 months. European bourses tumbled overnight, handing back all of the previous session's rebound and more as Swiss investment bank Credit Suisse came under fresh pressure and dragged the banking sector over 7% lower. It marked the worst session for the sector since Russia launched its full-scale invasion of Ukraine back on the 24th of February last year. The Pan-European Stock 600 Index dropped 2.9%, with the oil and gas sector and basic resources sector also falling sharply, down 6.7% and 5.6% respectively. Germany's DAX tumbled 3.3%, France's CAC shed 3.6%. Credit Suisse Group slumped over 24%, touching a fresh record low as the chairman of the bank's second largest shareholder, Saudi National Bank, balked at the possibility of further raising its stake in the Swiss lender or providing further liquidity. Swiss authorities said in a statement later in the session that Credit Suisse meets the capital and liquidity requirements imposed on systemically important banks, but the Swiss National Bank will provide additional liquidity if necessary. Looking ahead to tonight, the European Central Bank hosts its latest monetary policy meeting and is widely expected to lift rates 50 basis points, having raised rates 3% since July last year. London's FTSE 100 slumped 3.8% as fresh concerns around the broader banking sector overshadowed Chancellor Jeremy Hunt's spring budget release. Major banks there were also under pressure, with Barclays tumbling 9.1% and Standard Chartered down 7.7%. The major miners and energy stocks also came under fresh pressure. Rio Tinto was down 5.5%, while in the energy sector, BP was down 8.3% and Shell slumping 8.5%. Base metals were weaker across the board overnight. Copper was down almost 3% to be trading around $3.88 a pound. Aluminium was also down over 3%, while nickel lost 0.6% and zinc declined 1.4%. China's National Bureau of Statistics released the latest official activity data for the January-February period yesterday, with the figures marking the first full month since China ended its stringent COVID controls in early December. Industrial production rose by 2.4% in the combined figures for the period, up from 1.3% in December, but below economists' estimates for a 3% rise. Retail sales rose 3.5%, above economists' forecast for a 2.9% rise, and fixed asset investment rose by 5.5%, also exceeding economists' expectations for 4.4% growth. Benchmark spot iron ore slipped $1.80 to $130.20 a metric tonne. Gold futures gained $20.40 or 1.1% to $1,931.30 an ounce. It marked the highest settlement for the yellow metal since the 1st of February. Oil prices continued to slide, WTI dropping $3.72 or 5.2% to $67.61, marking the first close below $70 a barrel for a front-month contract since the 20th of December 2021. Brent shed $3.76 or 4.9% to $73.69 a barrel. Over on bond markets, US Treasury yields retreated across the maturities as fresh concerns around Credit Suisse prompted traders to move to factor in a full percentage point of rate cuts by the Federal Reserve by year end. US 10-year Treasury yields lost 14 basis points to 3.49%, the lowest settlement for the benchmark maturity since the 2nd of February. Meanwhile, the 2-year note yield dropped almost 25 basis points to 3.97%, the lowest yield settlement for the short-dated maturity since the 20th of September last year. Traders now see a 38.5% chance of at least 100 basis points of rate cuts by the Federal Reserve by year-end, according to the CME FedWatch tool. They also see a 46% chance of a pause by the Fed at the conclusion of their latest monetary policy meeting next Wednesday, and a 54% likelihood of a 25 basis point hike. The Australian dollar is buying around 66.2 US cents. Labour force data for February headlines today's Australian economic calendar.
This is general advice only, and we have not considered your needs or objectives.